Hi, good afternoon, Ivan.
Hey.
Hi, it's Honey with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good, good. Just working.
That is good to hear. So yes, Ivan, I am actually following up with you. Remember you completed the application form for your Google Verified campaign. So now we'll be following up on the things that we needed to complete for the application. So
Okay.
first, I will be needing information of your license. So we actually need, let me see. So it's a mover license. What type of license do you actually have? Like, do you have like Washington State?
Oregon doesn't require any license, so we're just registered, but there's no mover license.
No license at all.
I mean, I don't know if there's a mover's license, let me know, but I haven't heard of mover license.
Do you have any of this one, let's say, Washington State Household Goods Carrier permit? There's also Washington State Common Carrier permit. There's also contract carrier permit, state special permit, federal unified carrier registration program registration. Any from those?
I have USDOT, but I don't have any license for Washington at this point. I can get him, but we just don't, not very common with those licenses. If they were required, I would know, but there's no, at least I haven't heard of those specific ones.
I see. So the ones that I have mentioned, recall having any of those.
I mean, they sound like they're mostly Washington licenses.
Yes.
I have the USDOT number. I don't know if I added it to the application, but I don't know if anything that I need to get, I can get it, but hasn't been required so far.
Because Google is actually requiring any from these licenses that we could submit to them.
I mean, you can send me an email with all the lights so I can see what I can get.
Oh, sure.
If there's
I'll
something I can just go online and complete, I'm all good with that. It's helpful. I just never know what's required because in Oregon there's no set requirement like, oh, you cannot operate if you don't have, you gotta have insurance. Like, I am also getting a workers' compensation and I got registered with the actual payroll stuff right now, which I haven't asked for you guys, but anything else, you can send me an email and I can see what I can get and how fast I can get it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm going to shoot you an email with a list, any from this, and then let me know which ones you can actually provide. And also double check with my team since you mentioned that license is actually not required in your area, but I will check in with them just to double check, okay?
Yeah, if they find something out, like something we need, we can go ahead and get it because that would help us a lot. But for the most part, you gotta have insurance. You gotta be registered with the state. You gotta have a DOT number. And since we lease our trucks, we don't need like special insurance for them because we buy it from the carriers. But yeah, if there's any licenses or they know of something that I don't know, I'll be great to try to get it because I'm also new to the field, kind of with the licensing and stuff. So I have EIN number. I don't know if you guys need that, but that's the regular stuff I have.
Okay, gotcha. Let me send you this email. I'll shoot you an email with the things that you need, and then I will get back to you to give you an update on this one, okay? We'll reach out to
Awesome.
my Google team as well to
Thank
check
you.
with them.
If Google, I'll just
Okay?
say like they're on the go because if some, I don't have, there's nothing stopping me from getting it. Just gotta know what.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Ivan.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.